91X News.
It's 6 degrees and cloudy. I'm Lindsay Baxter with 91X News. Over 600 vehicles were stopped this weekend as part of the OPP ride program. Highway and liquor offenses were enforced as well as two suspensions handed out. The OPP want to remind everyone that ride programs will be increased over the next few weeks. If you drink, choose your ride home wisely. Quebec Provincial Police are investigating the suspicious deaths of three children from a family in Drummondville, Quebec. The bodies of two girls aged 2 and 5 and their 4-year-old brother were discovered late yesterday afternoon after police received an emergency call. The mother, who's in her 30s, is in hospital for unknown reasons. Provincial Police Sergeant Daniel Thibodeau says they hope to speak with her soon.
All I know is that it's unable for us to meet her right now. And once the doctors give us an okay for that, our investigators will be right there to get a preliminary statement from her.
Police have still not said how the children died. Ontario's education minister says she has all the tools she needs to deal with the escalating labor dispute with teachers' unions. Laurel Broughton says she owes it to the students and their parents to keep teachers in the classrooms. Her warnings come after a decision by the Ontario Secondary School Teachers Federation to cut off talks last week. Broughton says if the union leaders oppose the legislation, they should take their fights to the courts. The Ontario government must return items police seized from convicted Hells Angels. Colin Perkle has more on the story.
An Ontario judge says the items cannot be considered crime-related simply because they bear the Biker Club's Death Head logo. Lawyer Craig Bottomley says it's an important ruling for property rights.
We can't just have airy-fairy applications of these powers for people who you think are bad and then go and take their property away without having to prove they committed an offense with the property.
The Crown will now have to give back leather jackets, belt buckles, and gold and diamond jewelry bearing the club's insignia. Colin Perkle, the Canadian Press, Toronto.
One of the oldest and most famous churches in the U.S. is selling a hymn book published in 1640. ABC's Deirdre Bryant with the story.
Members of the Old South Church in Boston have voted to auction off one of its two copies of the Bay Psalm book. It's among the first books published in North America, and there are only 11 copies in existence. There was loud opposition, but the vote wasn't even close. The church wants to continue growing its endowment and take care of some critical capital needs. The book is expected to fetch between $10 and $20 million. Members also authorized the sale of 19 pieces of colonial-era silver. Deirdre Bryant, ABC News.
If you want to avoid that nasty flu bug this season, some researchers say keep your hands away from your face. Roger Ward of the Canadian Press has the full.
Health experts say one good way to keep healthy is to be aware of not to touch your mouth, nose, and eyes. That could result in what's called self-inoculation, infecting yourself with the bugs on your own hands picked up from touching objects or shaking hands. Some experts wrote a letter to the journal Clinical Infectious Diseases recently to make the point. They suggest public health campaigns teach people not just about hand washing, but about how they infect themselves by touching their own mucous membranes. Roger Ward, The Canadian Press.
It was 20 years ago today that the very first text message was sent to a cell phone. British engineer Neil Papworth was just 22 when he sent the text message from his computer to a friend's mobile phone in 1992. He says he didn't realize its significance at the time.
It wasn't until the 10th anniversary of text messaging that I realized, like, wow, yeah, that was 10 years ago. That was a big thing. And here we are 10 years later, and text messaging has gone on to even bigger and better things now.
The message read simply, Merry Christmas. Pope Benedict will start tweeting in 6 languages from his own personal handle on December 12th. Reporter Nicole Winfield says within 2 hours of the announcement, he already achieved nearly 60,000 followers.
The Pope will be actually sending the first couple tweets on December 12th. Obviously, this is a Pope who writes in longhand still. He doesn't carry a smartphone around with him. He will not actually be sending any subsequent tweets himself, but the Vatican stressed that he will have approved absolutely everything that goes out under his name.
The Vatican says the Pope will use a question and answer format in his first tweet, focusing on answering questions about faith in 140 characters or less. The 8-year-old who was bitten by a dolphin at SeaWorld says she still loves dolphins. Jillian Thomas explains in her words what happened.
There was this little carton that you put the fish in. I fed them all, and then I, like, pulled it and raised it up, and then when the dolphin saw that, it leaped at me and bit me and ate the carton.
Jillian says she feared the dolphin would eat my hand off. Instead, she suffered 3 small punctures. SeaWorld officials say the safety of their guests is paramount, and they are taking the situation very seriously. The homeless man on the receiving end of a New York police officer's kind gesture isn't wearing the shoes. Warren Levinson has more.
The New York Times and New York Post have identified the barefoot homeless man captured on camera after a police officer bought him boots as 54-year-old Jeffrey Hillman. The Times found him on Manhattan's Upper West Side Sunday night, barefoot. Hillman says he's hidden the $100 boots Officer Larry DePrima bought him November 14th. They're worth a lot of money, he says. He says he's grateful for the boots, but adds that after the photo was posted on Facebook, making the officer and photographer famous, he wants, in his words, a piece of the pie. Warren Levinson, New York.
It's going to be a very special Christmas for Prince William and his wife, Kate, the Duchess of Cambridge. Kate is expecting their first child. British Prime Minister David Cameron says he's delighted with the news.
I'm sure they'll make absolutely brilliant parents, and I'm sure everyone around the country will be celebrating with them tonight.
So far, the Duchess is not having an easy time. She is in hospital with severe morning sickness. That's 91X News to 407. Sports is next.
Harvest time is heavenly at Huff Estates, Winery, and Inn. The hot, dry summer of 2012 created ideal conditions for grape growing in Prince Edward County. Huff Estates award-winning wines promise to be at their best. White, red, sparkling, or rosé, your palate will be pleased. Planning a party for family, friends, or staff, Huff Estates' indoor patio is decked to the halls. Book your hassle-free celebration today.
Huff Estates Winery and Inn, the corner of Highway 62 and County Road 1 in Bloomfield. Like us on Facebook and visit huffestates.com.
Good afternoon, I'm Sean Macy with 91X Sports. Hockey Canada's Junior Selection Camp roster was announced earlier today. Some notable players include Edmonton Oilers standout Ryan Nugent-Hopkins, along with Toronto Maple Leafs prospect Morgan Riley. The hometown Bulls will send star goalie Malcolm Subban to the camp. Among the players not invited was Ottawa Senators first-round pick Cody Ceci. The final roster will be named on December 13th. The Belleville Bulls will enjoy the night off as they prepare for their next game, one of the last few with Malcolm Subban before he leaves for Canada's selection camp. Belleville's last game was Saturday when they lost 3-1 to Kingston. They're back in action Wednesday night when they host the Peterborough Petes. One of the reasons Canada's roster will be flooded with talent this holiday season is due to the NHL lockout. There's a meeting set for tomorrow in New York. Sidney Crosby and Jonathan Taves are set to be among the players at the meeting, which doesn't involve Commissioner Gary Bettman or Union Executive Director Donald Fear. The Manitoba Court of Appeal has reserved its decision on whether former hockey coach Graham James should serve more than 2 years in prison for abusing 2 of his former players. James was convicted earlier this year of sexually abusing NHL star Theo Fleury and his younger cousin Todd Holt when they played for James in the junior ranks. The Crown argued 4 years would have been more appropriate sentence, considering the nature of the offenses. Police hope to deliver an investigative report to prosecutors today detailing what caused Kansas City Chiefs linebacker Javon Belcher to kill his girlfriend and then himself. According to an incident report released yesterday, officers found Belcher's girlfriend shot to death in the couple's house. Belcher then drove to Arrowhead Stadium and thanked General Manager Scott Pioli and head coach Romeo Crennel for all they'd done for him before shooting himself. It's a Monday nighter that could produce some fireworks tonight. Robert Griffin III and the Washington Redskins play host to the New York Giants. The New York defense will be put to the test as they try to shut down RG3's run-and-gun style. The Boston Red Sox are doing everything they can to forget the last 2 seasons. They made a step in that direction today, signing Mike Napoli to a 3-year deal worth $39 million. The former Ranger has hit 54 home runs in the last 2 seasons. He also boasts the highest OPS of any opposing player at Fenway Park. The Bo Sox weren't the only AL East team in the news today. The Tampa Bay Rays added James Loney to their offense-stricken lineup. Loney spent his entire career with the Los Angeles Dodgers before being traded to Boston last year as part of the Adrian Gonzalez deal. And Yankees third baseman Alex Rodriguez won't be starting next season with the Bronx Bombers. The 37-year-old is set to undergo hip surgery and isn't expected to be back until May or June. A-Rod hit .272 last season with 18 home runs and 57 RBIs. Remember to send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Lindsay Baxter with 91x weather.
Today will remain cloudy with the high 7. Tonight, chance of showers with fog patches developing early, temperature rising to 11 by morning. Tomorrow, showers beginning early and ending in the evening with some partly clouds. High 12. Wednesday, sunny, the low 0 and a high plus 1. It's 4:11. I'm Lindsay Baxter, and this is Sean Macy. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 6.
This is 91X. CJLX.
91.3 FM.
Belleville.